Your level of confidence is well above average, although you may privately lack some elements of self-esteem and feelings of self-worth. You're the sort of person who is picked out in a crowd as someone of supreme confidence. And there is very little I can add that will enhance your abilities to succeed generally, get on with people, feel at ease with yourself, and get on well in the world. But, as I point out to people with scores lower than yours, by way of offering some consolation, it's often the case that the people who exude the most confidence have very little to back it up. Show-offs have very little to commend them, and as the saying goes, empty vessels make the most noise. I doubt very much that you are either a show-off or an empty vessel, but it would be worth your while looking to see exactly what your confidence is based on, to be sure that it isn't something like good looks, money, professional status, or uncritical admirers. Newspapers and great works of literature abound with stories of beautiful people who become reclusive and embittered when the years take away their looks, tycoons who become suicide cases when their wealth evaporates, people with important jobs who become nobodies when they retire, wonderfully outgoing people who become lonely when they're rejected. But you must look to yourself to be sure that your supreme confidence is based on something or many things which are lasting. If you're in any doubt about that, then you must look closely at any area of your life which needs shoring up. Now, while you have a remarkable degree of self-esteem at your disposal, you'll find it very easy to mend the gaps and give your success and achievements a solid infrastructure. If you were to leave it until some crisis came along, you may find it more difficult to summon up the will, or indeed the self-confidence, to repair the damage. I'm not saying that such a crisis is likely. In fact, it's highly unlikely. But there is such a thing as overconfidence.